This is the Feedback Podcast with Wayne Hepler.
Feedback exclusive.
Podcast exclusive here.
Podcast exclusive here.
This is the Feedback Podcast exclusive here. I'm Wayne Hepler, and with me today is Harford County educator Aaron Wyatt. So, podcast exclusive here. You've done some car crashing, I understand.
We have.
In a good way.
Yes.
What is that?
Okay, so we just finished up our projects, our car crash projects in physical science. So they make cars out of paper. We give them the axles, we give them the wheels, and then each group picks a safety feature. And they have three choices: crumple zone, seatbelt, airbag. And so they had to be creative in how they make this. Like, I had one student, their airbag on impact, it would actually pop out because they had something sticking out of it that when it hits a wall, it would make it pop out like an airbag. And then their occupant is an egg. And we put the egg in a bag, like a little small bag, so we don't have yolk everywhere.
Little faces on them,
yes.
like Easter?
Yeah, okay. And they named them.
Uh-huh. They named them.
And so we made one of our empty rooms, our lab room, and we have two ramps going from the ceiling to the ground. And they're 6.1 meters, and then it hits a trash can. And so they research, they design, they build, and then they test. And they love testing. And so having the two ramps side by side, they were able to see, one, is my car faster than this group's? And then two, wait, did my egg make it? Because I have to make sure my person's alive, right? So
did
if it was fast, that's great. But if your person was ejected from the car, that's not good.
And who does the cleanup is what I want to know.
They're all in bags. So we have the little bags from Michael's.
You cheat.
Yes. So the room doesn't smell like rotten eggs, and it's great.
And a whole bunch of smashed eggs.
And there's a whole bunch of smashed eggs.
How many eggs make it? Is there a percentage?
So each class, we analyze the data to see which safety feature was the most effective. And it changes for each group. And the kids say it's more on how they built the car. So, like, sometimes a crumple zone works. Seatbelt, depending on how you made it. Right. And your airbag. So they do analyze their data to see, hey, the crumple zone's won. Because look at the velocity compared to the occupant's appearance. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
So can you see them scheming as they do this?
No. Well, they probably could.
I can just see the passion for an egg.
Yeah.
Anything else ever sit in the driver's seat?
No. Well, we tried Play-Doh before, but they need to see the whole egg cracking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Play-Doh doesn't crack.
It doesn't. So I try to keep the eggs in the bag. So if it works, if they test it and the egg is not damaged, I'm like, the next group we're using, they're like, no. Because that one already went through a crash. And so the integrity of the eggshell is not as great as it was. So they really are passionate about
And besides, it's already been through the trauma.
It's already been through. He's
Come
like,
on.
So no,
Have
I some... need a brand new egg.
And we want sympathy for the egg here, right? Are these brown eggs, white eggs, everything
right.
in between?
Right.
Is there a science to picking an egg?
Yes.
So they sit there and pick out of the box? And...
No, so they examine the egg.
You bet.
They do. And
you
I
bet.
Examine them when I'm in the store. I'm like, wait, let me make sure there's no cracks. Okay. And I double check that. And then they double check and they measure the mass of the egg to see if that is a factor. But they really, really enjoy that project.
And you did this because?
It's in our curriculum. So it's kind of like the culminating activity where we already talked to them about acceleration, velocity, force. And so now you apply it to your car.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use it as a performance assessment.
Mm-hmm.
And so those students who normally don't do as well on written assessments, they shine at a performance assessment because... they can explain it. Like, I don't have to write it down. I can explain it. I can show you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can tell you what this means and share it in front of my peers.
Mm-hmm.
So
how
cool
do you
project.
How in the world do you transition out of that back to quote-unquote normal?
We go into chemistry.
Oh, wow.
And so they like that. They're like, yes, we're mixing things.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Not everybody likes chemistry.
Yeah, they love mixing. So they're like, we wear goggles?
Right.
Awesome.
Right. Light things up?
Right.
We can burn things?
Right.
Do we blow things up in chemistry?
We're not going to blow them up. We're going to mix and see a reaction.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see a flame.
We'll get some fizz.
Right. We'll see some fizz.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. I had a science teacher, middle school, actually, so your zone, who one day, unbeknownst to us, was wearing cotton in his ears. We didn't know. And as we sat down, he was demonstrating an experiment up front that made a nice, loud, popping noise that blew our ears out of our heads. And he smiled as he pulled the cotton out of his ears. And as we all ran to the room and attacked the man, no, of course not. Only in our minds. I love the car crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Yep.
Do you crash any other things?
No. But all we right. do like a pendulum up to their nose.
Yeah.
You know, to see if they'll flinch. Because the pendulum won't come all the way back due to friction.
Yeah.
So they just sit there like this. And
yeah.
Like, it's pretty cool.
I love that. I should do that for no good reason.
Now, some science teachers use the whole bowling ball and put it up to your nose and you watch it and see if it comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a little more at stake. Yeah, that's called dental work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Feedback is produced by WHFC on the campus of Harford Community College. Feedback is produced by Nasia Kramer. I'm Wayne Hepler, and we'll talk to you again on the next Feedback.